Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have all been touched by the, I say, the courage of the Williams family since February 25th of 2013, when Eric Williams, who was working in the U.S. penitentiary at Keenan, was killed by a gang assassin named Jesse Conwee. It was a brutal killing, and the Williams family was stunned. The community was stunned, and they waited a long time. Can you imagine in your own life waiting 4 years for justice? And then the conclusion was not satisfactory to many, as there was a lone holdout on the jury and Jesse Conwee was sentenced to life in prison. But a lot of people feel that that's kind of hollow because he had already been sentenced to life in prison. Don Williams is the father of Eric Williams and a true pillar of strength. Hi, Don.
Hi, how you doing, Sue?
I'm doing well, Don. I am, again, I apologize for this loss, and it's just, I'm so sorry for your family, because I think the world of you guys.
I really appreciate that, Sue, and I know you have always been very supportive of everything we've been doing, so thank you very much.
Well, I just admire somebody who, in their darkest time, like yourself and also your family, has the strength and courage to look out for future corrections officers. And I know you've worked diligently to change things. And I do want to talk about maybe what we can do together in the future to support and help you. But I can't help but ask you to reflect on that moment in court on Monday and your terrible disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that I was honestly shocked. And in disbelief, I mean, the gravity of, you know, this this crime against my son was so great. And not only did he murder him, but he mutilated him and everything. And I watched the faces of anybody who heard about it, and they just, you know, were appalled. And I'm appalled at the sentence. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
You and your family attended this trial day in and day out. Did you attend the jury selection?
We went a few times. It was you know, it was a rather repetitious process, drawn out, and you know, we had no input or so forth. So we went to see, I guess, out of just curiosity, how it took place, so that we have some perspective and understanding of it. But I didn't attend every single day, no.
Because a lot of people, Don, and since I regret I wasn't there, but a lot of people have questions about how the forewoman of the jury actually got on the jury in the first place. And we'd like to know, and if you know the answer, we'd love to know. Was there a question in the questionnaire about family members who were incarcerated?
I don't know, and I'm trying to find that out myself, Sue, whether there was a question specific to that. I think perhaps there may have been a question that at least relates to, do they have any ties to the penal system in some way? So I do believe there might have been something there about that. But I can't confirm that for sure.
And we know that lawyers on both sides have the option to choose or strike a juror. So it's not impossible that the prosecution may or may not have known. We don't know. And I'd love to know if you do find out. Because
yeah.
A lot of people are curious about that because it seems to be what kept her from voting for the death sentence is that one of her children was or is incarcerated.
Yeah, and that's what she told the other jurors, that was her reason. And, you know, and later on she said something about she felt she was appointed to be there by God. So, my take on it, too, is that this juror did not have the same agenda as the other 11. I don't think she was personally focused on arriving at a just verdict, but I think she was, you know, caught up in her own concerns about her own personal agenda, you know, having to do with her own personal baggage. I really, in watching her, and I, you know, I had a long time to watch the jury and their reactions to things, and this woman just didn't strike me as somebody who was present to the proceedings. She was there, but not present, which, you know, concerned. My wife picked it up very quickly, quicker than I did, and kind of pointed it out to me. So I'm not sure we weren't left to all of us sit there for weeks on end and go through a grueling torture while someone looked on and just had already made up their mind that I'm not going to let this happen,
and
which that's unconscionable.
And I would think that based on what these trials, I know they're long, they're filled with explanations of mm-hmm. what jurors should do and what they shouldn't do, and even
right.
in the instructions, I would believe that the judge must have said to put any kind of personal feelings aside and focus on just this.
Yes. Hey, I mean, in instructions to the jury, you know, you're told to put any of your own personal assessments aside, and then you take a vow to carry out the mandates of the court. And this woman obviously took that vow. And then my question was, is there any recourse to that? If she's going to turn around and say, well, I can't do this or I don't want to do this and so forth. I think there is a hold harmless clause. And this is something else I'm trying to find out, you know, but I've heard from people who've been in the system that there's a hold harmless clause on that questionnaire that may take away any pushback that if you don't do something right or you omit information or misrepresent yourself, there's nothing you can do about it. So I don't know if that's true, but it seems to me it is.
We know there's a woman who has started a petition on change.org, and she would like to see the outcome obviously different in the future, but we're wondering if it's even possible. I mean, she would like to see an automatic death sentence if somebody is, if a corrections officer or a law enforcement officer is killed or murdered. I mean, I think her heart's in the right place, but I don't know if that's a possibility.
Here's the way I look at that, Sue. The woman, may I say her name?
Sure.
Yeah, Ann Russell, who I don't know personally at all, but has started this petition trying to make it an automatic death sentence if you kill a law enforcement officer. Well, first of all, I have a lot of gratitude for Ann and, you know, all the people who signed the petition. to make legislators aware is there's a question of constitutionality, obviously, that something of that nature would probably not fit within the Constitution. I don't know. Here's what makes me happy about that, though. I think that any kind of petition of that nature will start a dialogue with our legislators about sentencing reform, and I think such a dialogue needs to start to take place. So will this petition have an impact? I believe it will. Will it come out exactly the way it's written? I think there's a constitutionality issue there that, you know, certainly we can't have a death sentence handed down by anything other than a jury, you know, according to our Constitution, at least the way I understand it. But again, in the spirit of the petition, I think it will start some dialogue. And for that, I'm extremely grateful. So.
Yeah, and I am too, and I think you're right. This issue obviously has been reported across the country, Don, and I'm just wondering, you know, what that's meant for you. And I know you've done some work to already improve conditions for corrections officers inside facilities. I know you worked very, very hard to get them to the point where they could protect themselves with pepper spray. And a lot of people think that is, it seems like a no-brainer, right? But I guess they were very worried about an inmate seizing the pepper spray and doing harm to an officer. But you worked, you pounded the pavement in Washington, D.C., and you didn't take no for an answer on that one. And I'm really, really proud of you for doing that. What else would you like to see as a change that comes out of this terrible situation, but is positive for the men and women who walk the block every day?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, as disappointed and upset that I was, I'm still resolved to continue, you know, with this group I started, Voices of Joe, to look for, you know, safety for the corrections officers. And, you know, certainly now that we've had an inmate walk away having killed a corrections officer and literally, you know, for all intents and purposes, getting away with it, that's going to resonate through the whole Bureau of Prisons inmates. That, you know, if you're doing life and you kill a corrections officer, there's not a whole lot to worry about. And so now we've gone and painted a target on them. So this work I'm trying to do to promote safety for the corrections officers actually has been ramped up by this. We're even having a ground table next week up in Lackawanna County that'll be attended by representatives of federal, state, county legislators, different unions and stuff like that to go after, because there's a multitude of things. You know, things like man-down radios that have been paid for by people's tax-paying money that have not still been put to the system. Something like that could have saved my son's life. So there's an awful lot that needs to happen here, and I'm not going to rest until they do something to change this. So that's where I stand with it.
Where is that forum, Don, next week in Lackawanna County?
It's it's at the Lackawanna 911 Center.
Okay.
That's in Valley View Drive in Jessup.
Right.
It's 7 o'clock.
What day?
Wednesday.
Okay, next Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be about 35 people in the round table to create the discussion like the way we usually do it. And then, you know, there's some sitting room that people want to sit and listen to it. It's limited, but it's there.
Yeah, well, anything that we can do in the future and any kind of messages that you need to get out. I know that you have the ear of lawmakers. I know that. And I think that they respect you, and I think that they've tried to be as responsive as possible. But if there's ever a moment when you think you need the public, let us know, because we know people are standing behind you, Don. And
right.
Again,
right.
I just can't imagine what you're going through. You're a courageous individual, and it is so selfless to look out for other people.
Well, I appreciate that, too. And I appreciate you. You've been with myself and others since the beginning of our efforts here, since Eric was killed. And, you know, that we have the deepest gratitude for you and all that you've done, too, you know, without a doubt. So
well, I
thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'll see you up there in Lackawanna County next week, Don Williams. And thanks for telling us about that, because that's important.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.